I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Broken clouds, 44 degrees.
And delays on I-15, Davis and Salt Lake counties. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Two dogs with the same name at the same animal hospital created confusion and left the wrong dog dead. A woman from Sunset is devastated after her dog ended up being put down with someone else's authorization. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt joins us live. Nick, explain this.
Jeff, it does appear this was an honest mistake, perhaps one avoided by increased oversight or better internal policy. And it turns out, like you said Sunday night, there were two dogs named Ziggy at this animal hospital in Sunset. Staffers called to see if Ziggy's owner, Andrea Martinez, wanted to proceed with a surgery or have the dog put down. But they called the owner of the other Ziggy. Later, the vet called to let Martinez that her little mini dachshund had been euthanized.
And I was confused. I was so lost. I panicked. In the panic mode, I said, is my dog dead? What happened? Is he okay? Is he alive? The guy, he's like, 1 second. He put me on hold. And then he came back in. He apologized. I could hear in his voice, he was shocked.
At Martinez's request, we're not naming the animal hospital in question. She says the owner sat down with her offering a sincere apology. Incredibly, Martinez says she's not pursuing any legal action or anything else. She understands what happened wasn't intentional. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Nick. KSL News Time 4:31. Changes to the family database of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Todd, what's happening?
Jeff, the church says there's no change in doctrine, but the index will now allow people to document same-sex couples and children of same-sex parents.
Family Search says it's not the first genealogical database to allow documentation for same-sex couples, but it says out of the effort to ensure accuracy in its database, it's allowing the change. It basically means now that when adding a spouse or a parent in that database, people can enter a spouse or parent of the same sex. Family Search will also allow people to enter photographs or other documents that follow the same standards of all other users. The church says this is not change in doctrine, and it does not allow, for example, people to be sealed in same-sex relationships. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
I-80 drivers going between Salt Lake and Twilla counties are getting a temporary bridge. UDOT is building one near the I-80-SR-201 junction. Eastbound traffic heading towards Salt Lake City will use it while the old bridge is demolished and rebuilt. Republicans might be disappearing from ballots in Utah next year. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ehrets is live at the KSL Elections Desk to explain. Lindsay, this can't be.
Well, Todd, it's possible. The party this weekend failed to repeal a bylaw that basically kicks a candidate out of the party if they gather signatures. Utah election law says candidates can either gather petitions or be nominated by the convention to get on the ballot. If the GOP were to kick signature candidates out of the party, it could violate that law and decertify the party.
And if that happens, it basically delegitimizes the candidates, where they're basically running as independents. And there is no official title of the party on there.
That's KSL's Doug Wright. A source tells Utah Policy that Senator Mike Lee gave an impassioned speech during the meeting against the dual path, possibly turning the tides. His people say that's not so. The repeal failed by one vote. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ehrets, KSL News Radio.
The BLM won't let some companies drill on some southern Utah federal lands after a lawsuit that says drilling could hurt the environment. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live with more. Kelly, what does the lawsuit say?
Well, basically, Todd, it says the agency's accused of not properly studying how more drilling would affect global warming. Landon Newell with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance was one of the people suing to stop the leases completely, but the environment's not the only thing he thinks the BLM overlooked.
Overlooking other resources, such as cultural resources, the national monuments, the national parks, wilderness character areas.
This is the fourth time this year the BLM suspended oil and gas leases in this area because of faulty environmental reviews. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Charges of impeachment announced earlier this morning, and The next steps begin now. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the House Judiciary Committee is expected to begin marking up the articles of impeachment tomorrow. This as the Senate prepares for an impeachment trial. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is slamming the White House for blocking witnesses from testifying during the House impeachment proceedings.
We have not heard any rebuttal, let alone rebuttal under oath, to the specific charges that the House has leveled at the president.
The House is expected to vote on impeachment next week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate impeachment trial will not be held before the end of the year. We will go in depth on Utah's congressional delegation reaction coming up at 4:45. Leaving the White House this afternoon, reporters asked President Trump about the two articles of impeachment.
It's a disgrace that people can make impeachment out of nothing.
White House officials also saying the president warned Russia's foreign minister against election interference during a meeting this afternoon. But when asked by reporters, Sergei Lavrov told them that the two didn't discuss election meddling. And an investigation is underway into a shootout that left six people dead, including two shooters. The suspects had high-powered rifles. Once the shooting stopped in New Jersey, three people inside the store where the shooters took refuge were found dead. A 15-year-old Jersey City police detective was also killed. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And KSL News time is 4:35.
So, the drive home, Ricky Meese, what are you seeing?
Well, we have a KSL traffic trooper alerting us to a crash 3500 South, 3600 West in West Valley, starting to cause a little bit of backup. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, nose hair in the news. And yes, I'm serious. My minute's on the way next. It's 4:36.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.